Linda, a 1960 British film directed by Don Sharp, has faded into obscurity, not just as a forgotten drama, but as a piece of lost cinema. Originally produced by the Children's Film Foundation, Linda was aimed at a younger audience and ran as a short, supporting feature in theaters during matinee screenings. Despite its seemingly modest ambitions, the film offered a compelling and socially relevant story for its time. This is Land of the Lost, Linda. Set in post-war London, Linda follows the story of a young working-class girl named Linda, who lives in a tower block with her single mother. After her mother's sudden illness, Linda is forced to navigate the adult world on her own, dealing with nosy neighbors, concerned social workers, and the looming threat of being placed into foster care. The plot explores themes of resilience, poverty, and institutional authority, reflecting the quiet anxieties of a rapidly changing Britain. Don Sharp, who would later be known for his work with Hammer films and action thrillers, brought a surprisingly sensitive touch to the film, focusing on the emotional turmoil of a girl caught between childhood and a world of grown-up responsibility. Though Linda was never a mainstream hit, it gained a reputation among those who saw it for its strong lead performance by Carol White, who would later earn acclaim in Kathy Come Home, 1966. Her early performance as Linda was praised for its raw honesty and realism. The film's stark black-and-white cinematography gave it a documentary-like feel that elevated the drama beyond typical children's entertainment. For a film made on a limited budget, Linda was admired for its tight direction and poignant storytelling. Unfortunately, like many CFF productions, Linda was not well preserved. It was shown in schools and community centers throughout the 1960s and early 1970s, but disappeared from circulation shortly after. No known copies of the film exist today in public archives, and it is currently classified as a lost film by the British Film Institute. Only a few production stills, newspaper blurbs, and anecdotal memories remain to attest to its existence. The loss of Linda is part of a broader pattern of disappearing children's cinema from mid-20th century Britain. The CFF's films were often treated as disposable, with little regard for long-term archiving. In an era before home video and digital preservation, many prints were discarded, misplaced, or destroyed after their initial run. As a result, the cultural and historical value of films like Linda has only recently begun to be recognized. Interest in Linda has grown in niche film history circles, particularly among those studying Don Sharp's early work or exploring depictions of social realism in children's media. The film offers an important bridge between the simplistic morality tales of early post-war cinema and the grittier, more socially conscious dramas that would emerge later in the decade. Its presumed lost status has only amplified its mystique, turning what was once a small CFF release into an object of fascination. Efforts to locate surviving prints of Linda have so far yielded no success. Appeals have been made by archivists and film historians to private collectors and regional archives in hopes that a copy might still exist in a forgotten reel or projection booth. While many CFF films have been rediscovered in the most unexpected of places, Linda remains elusive. Until such a print is found, the film survives only in fragments, through memory, documentation, and the lingering question of what might have been.